See, I told you I couldn't pass up a good dragon story. Dear friends, grace to you and peace from God our Father, from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Speaking of dragons, why is it that life seems to be so much of a battle so much of the time? Probably every one of you here this morning has experienced some kind of battle in your life. You probably know someone who is battling cancer. You probably know someone who's battling some other chronic illness. Probably everybody here today knows somebody who's battling depression or anxiety. Maybe you are battling some of those foes. I talk to people on a fairly regular basis who tell me that they are fighting for their marriage, or they're fighting for their family, or they're fighting for a relationship with some loved one in the midst of all kinds of battles going on in their lives. There are a few battles raging in our community. Some of you know about those. Some of you are part of those. There is certainly an ongoing battle in our political life, in our national life, right? I swear it seems sometimes that just when you think our politics couldn't get any worse, somebody in Washington, D.C. says, "Hold my beer and watch this." Right? There are battles raging in our world. Some of those battles are waged with words. Others are waged with bullets and mortars and rockets. And then there are the spiritual battles that we fight. There is a war being waged all around us that we can't quite see, but we know is going on. There's a war being waged between grace and guilt, between unbelief and belief. There's a war being waged between hope and despair. There's a war being waged between faith in Jesus Christ and faith in all the different idols that we create for ourselves. I see this spiritual battle being waged all the time. I see it being waged in my office. I see it happening when I'm out on visits. I see it happening here in this sanctuary. No doubt many of you are caught up in these battles in one way or another. So why are things like this? Why is it like this? Why does life seem to be such a battle so much of the time? Well, our reading from Revelation for today, it offers us a bit of a glimpse into why this is. We hear about this dragon, this great dragon in heaven. We hear about this war being waged in heaven where Michael, the archangel, and all his angels are fighting against the dragon, and the dragon and all his angels fight back. And eventually the dragon is defeated, and the dragon and all his angels are driven out of heaven. And then we hear this: that ancient serpent who is called the devil and Satan, the deceiver of the whole world, he was thrown down to the earth, and his angels were thrown down with him. And then as this passage concludes, we hear these ominous words: "But woe to the earth and to the sea, for the devil has come down to you with great wrath, because he knows his time is short." Why does life seem to be such a battle so much of the time? Well, this dragon, this great deceiver, now fights on earth. Now fights his war against us. This dragon is wreaking havoc all over the earth, but this dragon especially likes to attack God's people. And like any animal, this dragon fights most fiercely when it is cornered, when it knows that its time is short. On this St. Michael and All Angels Sunday, we hear about and celebrate the Archangel Michael. We hear in our first reading from Daniel how Michael is described as the protector of Israel. We might think of Michael as kind of the chief guardian, the guardian angel, you might say, of all the people of God. But Michael is not like any angel that we see in popular culture, that's for sure. Michael is not some cute little precious moments figure with big doe eyes. Michael is not a Barbie doll with wings. Michael is not a fat baby. Michael is a warrior, right? Michael is an angel who goes to battle for us against those dark angels. Michael is someone who commands his own armies of angels to wage war against the dragon. Throughout history in Christian art, Saint Michael is always portrayed with battle garb on, in the uniform of a Roman soldier. He's always depicted thrusting his spear through the belly of the beast. And that's awesome. I love that. That's like a scene out of The Lord of the Rings. I just think it's great. But we need to remember that the weapons Michael uses are not literally weapons of war. Michael conquered through, we are told in Scripture, through the blood of the Lamb and through the word of testimony. In other words, the devil was defeated by the proclamation of Christ's sacrificial love. The angels of God defeated the angels of the dragon by speaking of Christ, the word of their testimony. Michael pierced the belly of the beast with a word, with a message. In fact, the term angel itself, the Greek word angelos, it literally means messenger. And we see in the Bible over and over again how the chief purpose of angels is to deliver a message. We see how the angel Gabriel came to Mary with a message. Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God, for you will conceive in your womb and bear the Son of God. The same angel comes to Joseph with a message. Do not be afraid, Joseph, to take Mary as your wife. The whole multitude of the angels came to the shepherds at night with good news of great joy, with a message. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. They are messengers. And oftentimes these angels bring their messages. They show up in the midst of battles. There was the time where Jesus was doing battle with the devil in the wilderness, and Scripture tells us that angels came and waited on him. There was that battle that Jesus waged in the Garden of Gethsemane, where he's battling against dread. He's battling his own angst, asking God the Father to take that cup away from him. He's so full of angst and dread that he's literally sweating blood. And God says that the angels came and waited on Jesus then too, in the midst of that battle. We don't know what the angels said to him, but whatever it was, it gave him the strength to win the war against sin, death, and the devil. We see how angels show up at the tomb where Jesus' body had laid. As the women show up and they're battling their own tears, they're battling their own confusion, they're battling their own doubts and despair, the angels appear with a message saying, Christ is risen. And so angels are indeed warriors, but they fight their battles with the word, with a message. They fight those battles with good news. These angels conquer the devil and all his angels through the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. And my friends, the angels of God are still doing this today as we fight battles of our own. I meet people all the time who are battling against guilt. Sometimes people say, well, modern people, they don't experience guilt anymore. That's an old thing. I would beg to differ. Because I meet people all the time who are battling guilt fiercely. Some people bury it pretty deep, but it often comes bubbling up. Scripture describes the devil not as a guy with little horns and a pokey stick, but as the accuser. Scripture describes the devil as an accuser. And I see the accuser's work over and over again. I see him at work in the tears of people who come to me grieving for what they have done, feeling guilty over what they have left undone. And as I share the good news of Christ with them, as I deliver kind of targeted forgiveness to those sensitive spots in their lives, you can almost see the angels doing battle. You can almost see the demons loosening their grip on that person's heart. Or there's our friend Tom Piper. Tom's not here today for a good reason. We were sharing at our men's lunch this past week. We were talking about these Bible verses. We were talking about St. Michael and all angels. And as Tom was leaving our men's lunch, he said, "I'm going to be gone over the weekend to Chelan, where he was going to visit a friend of his who's in his probably last battle, fighting cancer." And Tom kind of joked on his way out the door, saying, "I'm going to go be an angel to my friend." And we all kind of chuckled. And it seemed like kind of a jokey thing to say. But Tom is more right than he knows. As he is simply there, as he's present with this friend who's facing this last battle, Tom is embodying Christ's love. He is bringing Christ's victory, Christ's presence there to that friend in the midst of that battle. Tom, just by being there, is piercing the belly of the beast, just like the archangel Michael did. Our friend Tom, through his word of testimony with this friend of his, is piercing the darkness. He's bringing that light of Christ and all his angels into the darkness of that bedside. You can count on it. There are so many different battles that we face, and oftentimes they leave us feeling defeated. I know that you've experienced this, and let me tell you, oftentimes I'm right there with you. To be honest, there have been times where I have felt defeated in ministry. Usually they're just momentary situations, but there was a time recently where I felt utterly defeated by ministry for a variety of different reasons, and I was kind of tempted to wallow in that discouragement, as I am sometimes prone to do. And just then I get an email from a pastor friend who's kind of in the loop. And she just said three simple things to me in her very brief email. She told me that she was praying for me. She told me to stay the course. She told me that God is with me. She reminded me that God is with me. Just with those three simple words from this friend, they were like blows against the dragon, right? It's like the angels were doing battle in my head and in my heart. And that dragon that was breathing down my neck with those three words was slain. You may have heard Martin Luther's beautiful morning and evening prayers. Those prayers conclude with these words: "Let your holy angels have charge over us, that the wicked foe would have no power over us." I know many of you are fighting battles of your own. The devil and his dark angels love to attack the people of God. They love to try to deceive us. They love to try to accuse us. That dragon and his fire brings all kinds of doubts and all kinds of despair, all in a desperate attempt to lure us into doubt, to lure us away from faith, to lure us away from our Savior. But today, God sends his holy angels to have charge over us, so that the wicked foe would have no power over us. Today we hear from the archangel Michael and all his angels. They have a message for us. They tell us that though many battles yet rage here on earth, the war has already been won. Sin, death, and the devil have all ultimately been defeated by the blood of the Lamb. Don't be afraid of that dragon, Michael tells us. His time is short. Amen. I invite you to stand as you're able as we sing.